going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride on this Friday morning. We made it. Oh, did we make it? What a week! I don't know why. You know it's a good week when the voice goes that. What a week! What a week we had here on the fan here in New York City. 888-808-1019. We got one more day. We got 5 more hours of it. At least I do. As we take it to the warm-up show at 5 a.m., we still got Connor Green on the other side for a little bit. Rocking a very Aaron Boone-like short sleeve Yankee hoodie. Fliegelman will join us in a second, but it's me and you for 5 hours taking your calls to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. And obviously, we are still basking in the glow of what has been the two greatest wins that we have seen in a quarter century from our New York Knicks. And obviously, now we start to turn. Yesterday was the celebration. Really, we've had two celebration shows after both games. You want to just enjoy it, take it in. You can't fathom. I still can't fathom. And that's part of what we'll get to, because I don't think anyone can fathom what we saw over these two games. And the nature of both of them being so similar, and the 20-point leads and 20-point deficits, rather, coming back, the amount of threes missed by Boston, the way they played down the stretch, didn't make a basket for 8 minutes, the final play, the defense, everything, the way the final plays look so similar, where it's literally Mikal Bridges just taking the ball and taking the victory from the Boston Celtics in the final moments. And, you know, now we turn from celebration to how the hell do we do this? Because it becomes quite apparent, right? We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Obviously, it goes without saying. Now the Knicks are expected to win this series. Now you have to go out and win the series and finish it off and not just have the nice story of the first two games of this series and then ultimately be a story of disappointment. Because I don't think anybody would have been disappointed or overly disappointed or devastated by losing a series to the Boston Celtics, but now that's on the table. What is on the table now is the gut punch. What we are now fearful of is we transition from the excitement and jubilation and unbelievable excitement of what happened over the first two games. Now we start to realize, well, hey, man, this could be freaking brutal. Can you imagine they lose this thing now? Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick to my stomach off of those two wins. How could they lose this thing now? They can't lose this thing now. So I want to push back on one thing, though, because I think we all agree. Now they have to go win it, 100%. But this is now a series, and that's how I view it. The Boston Celtics are defending champs. They're not going to roll over and die. I would be very surprised if that's the case. This is now going to be a series. What it takes when you are the underdog, the level the Knicks are. When the Boston Celtics are defending champs, kick the crap out of the Knicks the entire regular season. When all that happens, all those two games do. Now it's a series. What wasn't a series, what was a pushover, what was a fait accompli, what was just a nuisance or whatever for the Boston Celtics just to make their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, a little, you know, a weekend in New York before they make their way to the Eastern Conference Finals, now has become a knock 'em out, drag 'em out fight. And I like the Knicks in a fight. I like this Knick team in a fight. I think that's what we've learned. So I want to push back on one narrative. And I'm not saying I know more basketball than Shaquille O'Neal or Charles Barkley or anybody else for that matter. But I've heard it all day, and I've been sitting around besides, you know, sleeping and taking care of the kids and getting my son off the bus when he wouldn't wake up. Oh, that's a fun little story we'll get to a little bit later at 888-808-1019. But I've been stewing thinking about the narrative that the Knicks must win game number three. Because you know what? I feel like they've earned enough to stop. I feel like it's now disrespectful. Because I came on the air and said, game number one, got to win game number one. It's very important to win game number one. Then I came on and said, well, game number two, you want to make sure it's this. You want to make sure it's that. Send a message. Make a statement. Do this. And even if they lose, it's got to be a tough, hard battle. Blah, blah, blah. Like, we kept on saying what the Knicks needed to do. What the Knicks needed to do. They've done it. They showed they can win when they're down 20. They showed they're the better team in the fourth quarter. They've answered our questions about how tough they are. Mikal Bridges has answered questions about how valuable he is and what he's capable of. Leon Rose has answered questions about this group specifically to beat this team and how he put it together. The coach has answered questions about whether or not he can make adjustments. The idea of the two bigs on the floor at the same time with Mitchell Robinson, how tough they are in the fourth quarter. Even the minutes question that we've had for the entire course of the regular season has answered itself because they are the best team in the fourth quarter without question in almost every game they have played this year. They've proven they can win on the road. They have proved everything. Like, that's what these two wins have done as well. They've proved everything. I have zero more questions about this Knicks team other than can they finish it off, because we know how good the Celtics are. This isn't easy. No one's guaranteeing victories, but I believe in this team now. I am no longer questioning whether or not I'll love it as much as last year's team. Because, oh, last year's team we just fell in love with. I love this team now. How do you not love this team now? Oh, last year's team was just a grittier thing. If this year's team played last year's team would sweep this team. And all the crap, I'm done with all of that. I love this team. I believe in this team. They have answered my questions about their grittiness, their toughness, everything. Everything. Brunson's healthy. Brunson's a closer. Even Karl Anthony Towns didn't have great games here and a couple of really bad ones in Detroit. But he stepped up in these games against the Celtics. He kept them in the first half in game number two. He makes big plays. I have faith in everything. So why, oh why, do I feel like they have to win game three or otherwise this series is like, no. They can't overcome losing a game three. They can overcome back-to-back nights in Boston being down 20 points. But they couldn't overcome losing. This is a must-win game for the New York Knicks. And then even if they win game three, game four, I'm sure we'll hear the same crap. Oh, must-win game four. You don't even want to give them breath. Then they head back to Boston. Before you know it, you're back at the Garden with all the pressure on you. Of course pressure changes. Of course, as you go through it. Now there's less pressure. Now the Celtics can kind of go, well, people don't expect us to win, and we're going to blow it. So let's just, now we can play free and easy on the road. We've been a better road team. Of course, the dynamics of the series change. It's going to happen three or four times over the next 2 days. Like, yes, momentum changes. Things change. Do I want them to win this game? Absolutely. Do they have a better chance of winning the series if they win game number three? Yes. But if they lose it, do I lose faith? If they lose game number three, do I think they are destined to lose game number four? I think we all agree you don't want to have the series tied again. You want to go to game five, bare minimum, with an opportunity to seal the deal in game five. That's the pressure you want to put on the Boston Celtics. Absolutely. You do not want this series back 2-2 after losing two straight home games. The momentum would completely have changed into the manner of the Boston Celtics. Yeah, of course. But even then, Haven't they showed us enough? Aren't these two nights that we've been, you know, praising them and going over everything they've done and all their accomplishments, haven't they shown us that they're the ability of changing momentum? The ability of fighting back? Like, that's the only thing. Like, we can't praise them all day long and then say they must win the game. Yeah, listen, I'd like them to win the game. It would be very important. It would be a huge benefit. They'd be in a much better standing. But they don't have to. You know why? Because I believe in them. And I trust them. And they have shown us their toughness and being down, losing this game at home and having to play a game four with a lot more pressure on it. I trust them to show up in that spot.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And sure, do you want to sweep the series? I'd love to sweep the series. That'd be great. Do you expect that? Like, honestly, I know the Celtics look like a complete mess. And I was harping on it all morning long yesterday about fouling Mitchell Robinson just to get him off the floor, and that proves that they are completely lost in this series. And obviously now Mazzulla's under the hot the bright lights even after winning an NBA championship last year. Like, they look like a shell of themselves. They've missed 75 three-pointers over the last two games. And went the last 8 minutes with a dunk from Tatum, otherwise they had no field goals in the last 8 minutes of the game. So, yeah. Boston's in a certain way right now, and you want to keep that pressure on. And ultimately, I would love to win this game. It would obviously increase the likelihood of them winning this series. But when we say they have to, when we say that suddenly the pressure will change, and I don't know if they can handle it, or if they say, well, once you let Boston in the door, then I don't know, then what do we? Then we don't really believe in them the way we're saying we believe in them. You win those two games, now you put yourself in the driver's seat of a series. It doesn't mean that that driver's seat or that ride is going to be nothing but straight sailing. It doesn't mean that it's going to be cruise control 70 miles an hour on a straightaway as I drive down to Florida with the kids. Like, it could be bumpy. The kids might get hungry. They might be screaming in the back, arguing over tablets. I'm well aware. This is now a series. This is now a battle. This is now a fight. If they would have lost these two games, it would have felt like, hey, they're just not as good as the Celtics. Next year, they got to build a different bench. And next year, they got to do this. And next year, they got to do that. Now, these two games have made it so that the Knicks are in a fight with the Boston Celtics, and they've proved to be better fighters over the first two. And I don't want to hear Shaq or Barkley or anybody else tell me that, oh, the Knicks better win this game. Why? Why do the Knicks have to win game three? Because we don't trust them in game four if they don't? I do. They have won me over. I believe in them. And even if they hit a speed bump here and the Boston Celtics take a game, I'm not giving up. Do they have to win the series? Yeah, I admit that. Yes, they have to win the series. I think that's obvious. If they lose the series now, it's utter depression. It's a devastating loss. Losing in five to the Celtics, it wouldn't have been devastating. It would have been, we weren't good enough. And how do we get better? And sure, it's frustrating in any opportunity. I agree. There's no such thing as house money. You want to make it. You get into these series, you want to win them. So there would have been disappointment no matter what happened, but now devastation's on the table. Now we've put ourselves in a position. We've been riding high enough. We've experienced two historic, unbelievable victories, and we're fearful of the feeling of, oh my God, we just blew an opportunity. Oh my God, we had this series. Oh my God, we had those two games. What happened to this team? And I get that. And of course, they have to win this series. But they have to take one of these two. And I'm not, and even if they lose both at home, I'll be disappointed. I'll feel like the momentum is completely shifted. And now game five is probably the winner of this game wins the series. We'll have that conversation. But I trust this Knicks team. I believe in this Knicks team. They've got to play better. There's a myriad of ways that the Knicks have had that the Knicks can play better. There's a ton. They could shoot the foul shot better. They can stop turning the ball over. They can get out of quicker starts. OG Anunoby was terrible offensively. Mikal Bridges could get off to a better start shooting the basketball. Like, no doubt, offensively, they really haven't played all that well except for the final minutes at the end of the game. Of course, they can play better. They have not really played all that well in these two games. So there's a lot to improve upon, but now they're just in a series, man. They are right there. There's no more major advantage. There's no more the Celtics are far better. There's no more, you know, there's a pipe dream that they could ever beat the Boston Celtics. This is now a fight, and they have to get two before Boston gets four, bare minimum. That's the bottom line. They don't have to get this next one. They don't have to get the one after that. They have to get two more before Boston gets four. And what I take away from the first two victories are that I am now all in and that I believe in this team. And I think they can overcome anything, whether it be 20-point deficits in the third quarter or whether it be losing a game three. So I'm pumped for Saturday, 3:30. It's a huge game. It's a game where if the Knicks take it and take a 3-0 commanding lead in the series, you feel like it might be a sweep. I'm not trying to diminish the importance of a Game 3 victory. I'm not trying to tell you it's meaningless. I'm not trying to tell you the Knicks aren't better served for it. I'm not trying to tell you they got to come out and match the energy of a desperate Boston Celtic team that's fighting for their lives. Yes, all of that. And I expect it. But I'm not going to give up on them the first time or the first sign of Boston showing up or the first sign of adversity. They have proven to me they can overcome adversity. And so I'm sitting at home, listening to the radio, watching TV, and everybody's telling me they better win game three. All right. That's fine. Not for me. For me, they better win the series. For me, I trust them if they lose game three. For me, they've answered all the questions that I had about this group. And I look forward to game three, game four, and if necessary, game 5, 6, 7, 888-808-1019. But we are in the midst of Nick time. We'll get to everything else. We'll get to the baseball. We had games the other night, obviously, that we didn't get a chance to talk about, including what I think will be a huge, huge boost of confidence and what ultimately should be the turning point of the young season for Devin Williams. We'll get to that. The Mets, the series against the Cubs coming up, and then obviously we get ready for this time next week as we will get ready for the Subway Series.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.